We're going to start off with a song called The Roving Dies Hard. This is a song about all the stereotypes almost of Scottish people that you find around the world, because Scotland is a place that's been either blessed or cursed, depending on your point of view, with a lot of emigration. So this song goes across maybe about three or four centuries, and it deals with a mercenary soldier, a missionary, a ship's engineer, and it comes back to the idea that perhaps Scotland's musicians today are the people who keep that whole idea going. So the song is called The Roving Dies Hard.
3, 4.
And it's 40 long years since I saw Tobin Moray. Through Canada's forests I've carried my blade, and our pine trees can tell you my story. But my wandering days, they are over, and I'm thankful to still be alive. Lord of many is the kinsman who died in the hulks at the end of the war 45. I'm an Indian last and long about the sea, but there's nights when I'd up with my gun and I'd leave her for the land where the bear and the fox and the beaver are lord. For the roving dies hard. Robert Johnson, I'm a man of the cloth. I'll carry my Bible as long as I'm breathing.
I've preached the Lord's gospel from Shanghai to Glasgow,
where'er he's offered to make heathens.
But now the Kirk's calling me homewards.
It's the manse and the elders for me.
And the
sins, oh, the session will no be so far. Fay the sins of the South China Sea.
But perhaps it's the voice of the devil I've heard.
Bird speaks of the clipper ships flying like birds. Still a man's only comfort is scripture and the word of the Lord. For the roving dies hard.
My name's Willie Campbell, I'm a ship's engineer, and I know every bird between Lisbon and Largo. I've sweated me on diesel at 35 years, then a big tanker takes for the cargo. Oh, the good times have always had plenty, where the whiskey and the lasses were wild. And as many as the way, where the red locks of the Campbells, who's ne'er seen the coast of Argyle. But now as the freighters unload on the quay, the sound of the engines is calling to me, and it sings me a song of the sun and the sea and the stars. On the roving dies hard.
Friday night, that unless we made new concessions, there was no hope of stopping new AIDS precautions. Well, Ortega has made these concessions, and they look like an obligation to God, which is quite substantial. I guess I should say at this point that these Democrats were never great friends of Dr. AIDS, and the main supporters have yet to be heard from. But clearly, the picture today is not
my fiddle and I've rosin my bow. I've sung all the clans and the clear crystal fountains. I can tell you the road and the miles from Dundee to the back of Alaska's wild mountains.
When my traveling days they are over and the next of the rovers is come,
and he'll take all the songs and he'll sing them again to the beat of a different drum.
If ever I'm asked why the Scots are beguiled,
I'll lift up my glass in a health and I'll smile, and I'll tell them that fortune dealt Scotland the wildest of cards.
Very much. We'll do an instrumental piece now, which was composed by Alan Reid. This is Alan's our keyboard player. There he is, Alan Reid in the keyboards, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? Might as well tell you who else you've been listening to. On the fiddle, the gentleman who wrote the last song there is Brian McNeil. And over on the other end of the band, from England, but he's a nice lad just the same. And he plays the guitar and does a lot of singing. That's Alistair Russell. This is a slow air which was composed by Alan at about a year and a half ago at the time of the birth of Alan's first child, and so far only child. And at the time that she was about to be born, we were over here, and it looked as if Alan was going to miss the birth of his daughter. But in fact, she ended up being late, and Alan made it back home in time for her birth, and he wrote this tune. And in view of the circumstances, it's called She's Late, But She's Timely.
Thank you. Thanks very much. We'd like to leave you with this one. There's more of the program to come, but this is our last one. This is something that was translated from the Gaelic, which, as you all know, is the ancient language of Scotland. And it's become so well known since then that it's very possible that you know the words to this one. And if you do, you're very welcome to join in. And if you're listening at home, stuck in a cabin up in the snow somewhere, we hope this one makes you think about summertime.
I see a bad moon rising. I see trouble on the wing. I see earthquakes and lightning. I see a bad time today.
Everybody singing, come on.
Don't go around tonight. It's bound to take your life.
Yeah.
levels were below. She wants to be home faster than the train from Sligo ever can, and wonders where the passing time goes. Creeping by her window, my oh my, it's getting longer than it ever has before. Eyes wide as silver dollars, you can't think why, but she's a scholar. Hold on, it seems so long to learn what's right from what is wrong. Those school books and fancy collars, you might not get to be a scholar. Hold on, but daddy tells her, learn to sing your song. The train from Sligo moves too fast when holidays are gone at last, and winter nights are here again. Please promise me you'll write me then. It's too long a week till I get home. I can't help feeling all alone. If someone doesn't write me soon, I'll simply fade away. Eyes wide as silver dollars, I can't think why, but she's a scholar. Hold on, it seems so long to learn what's right from what is wrong. Oh, school books and fancy colors, I might not get to be a scholar. Hold on, her daddy tells her, learn to sing your song.
Is kind of appropriate for what we do because it's a song that was originally an Irish reel called the Scholar Reel, but an American man came over to Ireland and put words to it and changed it around slightly. So it's like the right thing for us to be doing, a combination of the great Irish and the great American. So the next song that we're going to do is a more of a traditional style of an Irish song. It was originally a Gaelic words, Irish words, called Seán Adir Atlanta, but a friend of mine put new words to it in English, and it's a very beautiful melody. It's called The Isle of Malachy.
I am high upon a mountain when morning calls around it, where I was old with my love, birds fly. Their horses go a-riding
This is a song that if you have a dream, whether it be to change your job or do something slightly different, that you really have a sort of a yen in the back of your mind to do, this song might spur you on. It's a song by Paul Brady and it's called Crazy Dreams.
Hardly believe.
leave the town. We're gonna drink champagne until we both fall down and find some other crazy dream tomorrow. Tonight we're gonna paint this town. We're gonna drink champagne until we both fall.
Mauro O'Connell, Russ Beringberg, Jerry Douglas. Fine picking and singing.
Thank you. That song was all about a young man who decided to take up a new career as a beggar. It was called To the Beggin'. This song now is about a young man who can't get to sleep at night because his true love is very far away and he lies awake thinking about her all night. The song is called I Woke Know. Thank you very much. We're going to finish our set now with a few tunes featuring the Scottish Highland bagpipe played by Ian MacDonald. We're going to play first of all a hornpipe called Duncan Johnston. It's followed by two jigs called The Duck and The Curlew. Thank you.
We're going to sing you a selection of three short Gaelic songs now. These are songs which the people would sing when they wanted to dance and they didn't have an instrumentalist. And the titles, well, they don't really have titles, but the subject matter in this order are sheep, dancing and marriage. Very important in Scotland, all these things. Give us a note.
Habanyek na kerichula, habanyek na kerichula, habanyek na kerichula, skalanek a kerichrein. Uaracho mori gavein, uaracho mori gavein, uaracho mori gavein, se hoshlavein nishanim. Habanyek na kerichula, habanyek na kerichula, habanyek na kerichula, skalanek a kerichrein. Uaracho mori gavein, uaracho mori gavein, uaracho mori gavein, se hoshlavein nishanim. Habanyek na kerichula, habanyek na kerichula, habanyek na kerichula, skalanek a kerichrein. Uaracho mori gavein, uaracho mori gavein, uaracho mori gavein, se hoshlavein nishanim. Het kai, 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 het
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Those were three tunes from Scotland. The first one was a very old tune. It was called Donald Dhu, which is it means Black Donald, and it's another name for the devil. And the second tune was a very new tune composed by a man called Jim Sutherland for a television programme about greyhound racing. That tune was called The Dogs. And the third tune, we don't know how old it was. It was from the Shetland Islands, which are the Northern Isles of Scotland, and it was called Miss Spence's Reel. We're going to carry on with three tunes now. The first one I'm going to play as a solo on the gut-strung harp, and the second one Mary's going to play as a solo, and the third one we're going to join up together. Are there any Camerons with us today? Good, there aren't. That's fine. A lot of people don't realise that some of these Scottish names actually have a meaning, and the name Cameron actually means crooked nose. So it's probably as well there are none out there, just like the name Campbell, which means crooked mouth. This may be new information for you. The first tune is called the Cameron Highlanders, so you can imagine a big band of bagpipers all with crooked noses playing this tune. The second one is called Donald Willie and His Dog, and it's a modern tune composed for the bagpipes. And the third one is called Dancing Feet. We heard a rather tragic story about this tune the other day. It turns out that the composer, G.S. McLennan, died while playing this tune, so we hope it's not infectious.
So if we fall over in the middle of this, you'll know what's going on.
So we're going to finish our spot with this medley of tunes. And we'd like to thank you for being here, and we hope to see you in Scotland sometime.
Or even at our gig tonight in the art space in Charleston. Thank you.
Murray McMaster and Patsy Seddon. Sheilas.
I'd like to do a battle song here. Scottish history is full of battles. And, a lot of people think that the Scots won a lot of battles and fended off all invaders, but it's not really the case. I think we won about three. But we wrote 90,000 songs about them. And this is one of them. It's called Trenentmuir. 1, 2, 3, 4. By the field that march of Bristlebury man, through Trenentmuir he descend as fast as he could gay man. Well, General Cope did taunt and mock with money's allowed to our man. And McSmart claimed the cop, we had another crown man. The bluff dragoons saw blood and wounds, they'd mark the rebels are unmanned, and yet they flee when them they see, and when a fire a gunman, they thundered back the fifty clacks, such terror seized them all, man. Some wet the cheeks, some filed the breeks, some for fear that far, man.
And safely said the Scots were rebels all, man. Now should the hell of these sit still for it is they meet, man. They may bribe a half swift night for a mass they plead, man. But can the brave they still behave like to a hero bright man? His cunning's true like come a few that still despise. At yon palm tree that you may see, be west the meadow mill man, there's many slain lie on the plain, their clans were soon still, man. They come to whites and deadly hats, they never saw the like, man. Our shant and heats, cause then the heats that fell the oppressed at night, man.
Thanks a lot. We do quite a bit of travelling around the world, and we like to try and pick up some music from the different countries where we perform. And this is one which we learnt in France, or actually in Brittany, which is the Celtic part. But this does have a French title, Isabeau s'y promène, which means Isabel takes a walk. And we're going to follow it with another tune, another melody, which is called The Smith of Killyhassie. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll finish off our short section here with a couple more tunes featuring the fiddle and pipes and flute, and Ross and I will thrash away at the back somewhere. And, well, I'd like to thank everyone for having us on the show. And hope we'll see you again someday soon. Here's a set of tunes to finish off with. Thank you.
Mountain Stage is produced by Andy Reignauer and Larry Gross, directed by Don Wafer, engineered by Francis Fisher and Dave McClanahan. Associate producers are Linda McSparren and Akili Tyson. Promotion manager is Catherine Watkins. Accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston House Holiday Inn. Mountain Stage is produced by West Virginia Public Radio for NPR, National Public Radio.
Thank you.